Welcome to 826 Valencia, message in a bottle.
The Venture Through Star City by Paloma with 826 Valencia. As I was venturing through the jungle of Asia, I stumble upon an interesting looking tree, so I decide to investigate. As I get closer, I notice that the tree is rootless. Huh, I say in shock. I've never seen a tree without roots before. As soon as I take one step closer, I bump my head on a tree branch. My eyelids feel heavy as I start to fall down onto the dirt. When I wake up, I cough. What is this place? I say. It's nothing like the world I was just in. I get up, and then I see it. The biggest spaceship I've ever seen. Except, it wasn't a normal spaceship. It was a starship. How did I know? Well, it was on the side of the ship in glowing yellow letters. Hey, I hear someone shout out at me. What are you doing here? I panicked and I didn't know what to do, so I ran. When I stopped running, I was in front of a golden castle with purple and green jewels all around it. On the doors of the castle in front of me, in big blue jewels, it spelled Home of King Starry. They must be friendly, I think. Suddenly, the big gold doors in front of me were open. I didn't notice it at first, but when who seems to be King Starry stepped out, I could feel his ice-cold stare on the back of my neck. Hello, I say as I turn around, not brave enough to look him in the eye. Who are you? He says. Surprisingly, it's kind of calm. I'm King Carl. I was looking at a tree, and the next thing I know, I woke up here. Oh, he says. Why didn't you say so? We love visitors. Now I see it. Inside his castle is a group of kings and queens from all over the land. This must be a gathering. I step inside his massive golden castle, and immediately I smell the sweetest thing I've ever smelled. What is that? I say, eager to try whatever food or drink that sweet aroma is coming from. Oh, the king says, it's our fresh baked mooncakes. Care to try one? A server with red hair and a black suit appears behind me. He brings out a tray of something that looks like cookies. There might have been about 30 or 40 mooncakes on that plate. I don't think I counted because as soon as he came over, I grabbed every cookie on that plate and shoved it in my mouth. Quite an appetite you have there, someone says from behind me. I turn around and see a tiny starfish. Why, hello there, little guy, I say. Are you lost? I beg your pardon. I am the king of Starfish Island. Dang, I didn't know there were so many islands and kingdoms, I say sarcastically. Sorry, King Wren, he responds, extremely proud, and I can tell no one likes this king. I think it's about time that I leave. I walk through the crowd of kings and queens, and I finally spot King Starry, the host. I think it's time for me to leave, I say. Going so soon? He says, with a mischievous grin on his face. Yeah, I say. I'll just sleep through the back door and you'll never notice. I get cut off when a group of guards come and grab me by the fins. Hey, let go of me! Take him to the starship, King Starry says. Shot and a kick, but it's no use. I'm being kidnapped. Once I get outside, the oily smell from before fills up my nose. It's the starship. The guards drop me in, and I hear them say from the outside, we're all loaded. Initiate takeoff. I panic, and I accept my defeat. 10, 9, 8. Wait, there's a window right there. 7, 6, 5. I jump, but I don't make it in time. 4, 3, 2, 1. Before I know it, I'm in space. Or maybe in another universe altogether. I guess this is my fate. I'll accept it. I wonder where I'll see you next time.
I26 Valencia is a non-profit organization dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with their writing skills and to helping teachers inspire their students to write. Our services are structured around the understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention, and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. If you want to hear more podcasts or learn more about the organization, visit us at a26valencia.org.